What are you going to do, right? I mean, really, what are you going to do? Well, we're almost on. Here we go. Have we been recording that whole time? We're live? I know, when that mic is hot, that usually means it's on.
Yep. So, 5 episodes left of Gunwash. As usual, the content is, I don't know, how would you say, sensitive? Freeform. Got you. So, yep. That's it.
Gun Wash News Time. Well, that's true what he said. There's only 5 episodes left. We're going to try and make the best of it as we go.
As we should.
And look, I have to say I feel great about what's going on tonight.
So far, no one's here.
No one's here. We're supposed to have how many? 7 or 8 guests, and no one is here.
What a pinata.
So it seems like we might have an emergency in the studio, but I'm not that worried about it. I think it's going to be just fine.
Look at this bro walking into the dining room.
Bro guy. He's the new manager.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Play the music, baby.
This motherfucker looks like Fat Asher Roth.
Just like for the record, for Fat Asher Roth, I want to say that he's actually not the manager. I said that he was, and he is not. That is a mistake.
So you're incorrect, Aaron.
I'm incorrect.
Doesn't matter. I'm just dissing him anyway.
Who's Asher Roth? A rapper?
That, like, white rapper?
Yeah.
He lived in Odetta's basement back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Wait.
He lived in your basement?
No, yeah, remember?
Before she met me, Asher Roth. He's the one that made that song about college. He's like, I like college.
Yeah,
I'm white.
Yeah. Oh, you know
what?
No,
but he knows how to rap.
Jacob was Action Bronson's camp counselor.
Oh, really? Oh, Jacob being Bronson. Have they ever connected about that?
Yeah, dog. Bronson, smart crew, dude.
Right. I forgot about that. I'm unaffiliated. I don't know everything. You know, hey, listen. I'm looking for the outline right now.
I'm trying to create crime.
I wasn't supposed to say that out loud, but nobody in that era is going to be.
They're listening. Believe me, baby.
Listen, man. Last 5 episodes, we don't really have outlines, you know?
No.
I have my own outline.
No, listen to me. I understand that we don't really have outlines, but for me, I just think it's, like, nice to have so I can, like, just look at talking points and stuff.
I'm just saying, we're doing the show like we used to. You know, we book it on GChat Thursday morning, you know?
Freeform. I was saying,
remember
saying
that Roni Sai song, New Forms?
No.
I need a link to that SoundCloud, by the way.
Yeah, it's, what's the SoundCloud for Josh?
I'll forward you the email.
So one of our guests tonight is named Josh. He's been on many times, but he makes music now, and we're going to listen to his music during the music segment.
Well, he's a DJ now.
He's a DJ.
Good for him.
Really? Like, does he, like, get up and do, like...
No, he makes mixes. I don't think he wants to perform live. He likes to make audio pastiche collages.
But he seems
Yo,
like...
Jack, I already sent it to you.
Yeah, they're really good. He's really good at it.
Yeah, because he has, like... He's very naturally talented.
He's always had good taste in music.
Yeah.
Always.
And imagery, too.
Yo, he put on... I just got a drop from Matt Deason. All right.
All right. Put me on as your... I'll make your tech packs, kid.
Word on
and
the street.
Your dies.
I think I'm just doing an iTunes cover.
Yo, I'll cut the asset for
Let
you.
Let me see. It's first.
Give me $2.
Hey, what's up? This is Fat Jew. You're listening to Gunwash. Armando's got a beautiful penis.
Yeah, and by the way, okay, we'll play a little music and then we'll come back.
Very cool.
I have a bunch of stuff to say, but we'll just maybe play a song and come back. Tonight is supposed to be the Great Guys Club here on Gunwash, and you know, for the last 5 episodes, we're trying to have fun, and that's what we're doing. And if you want to call in here, the live number to call is 718-497-2128, and you know we're on gunwash.com, and for the next 5 weeks, we're at 9 p.m. We're live at 9 p.m. every week.
We're free
on Thursday.
Farming.
Sorry, that didn't come out right. Let me say that again.
I know.
For the next 5 weeks, every Thursday, as usual, we will be live at 9 p.m. here on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and you know, you can always find us at gunwash.com, and of course, if you want to call in, as usual, you can dial those big numbers on your keyboard.
What if
718-497-2128.
Oh, yeah. What if your fingers are too fat?
No, you'll be fine. You can just dial that number and ask for Gunwash. Yeah, you don't have to ask for it. You'll go right on to the air. Anyway, here is some music for you. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be right back.
The ATL twins, fuck with Gunwash. Gunwash is the shit. Gunwash is like Gummo. Watch Gummo, then you'll understand Gunwash. Do that.
Peace. I haven't seen that movie in like 8 years, yo. Yo, that movie's good. It's good. I haven't seen it in a minute.
I got a caller on line three. Caller, what's good?
Caller, what's your name and where are you? Hey, what's up?
How are you? It's Tapnot. I just wanted to tell you happy spring and that I love you all.
We love you too.
I don't really hate Gunwash. I love Gunwash.
That's wonderful.
I wanted to tell Vertical Yacht Club that I'm sitting at the Gowanus Yacht Club.
Oh, great.
There's no boats anywhere in sight.
Not yet. It's later on. So, what did you say your name was?
It's Chapman. Come on.
Oh,
hey,
Chapman.
Shit.
Yo, wait. Can I say one thing?
No.
Hold on.
I'm back in town. How are you?
I'm great. Can I say one thing, though, Chapman? I saw
you.
I love you too. Yeah. But I wanted to say, I saw you on the street and you pretended not to see me.
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
When? Where?
Storm brewing.
I don't remember.
I hear a storm brewing.
He's brewing. Are you brewing a storm?
Armando, how are you? I miss you. How can I lend any validity to that accent?
I don't know. Maybe we talk about it when you come on.
Yo, Chapman, we miss you.
Yeah, you got to come
on.
Okay,
well.
You
got to
come on
and
you got to come on in the next 5 weeks though, because you know we're transitioning.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, wait, what? Okay.
No, just
you got to come on the show soon.
Well, I have a lot of Hansel and Gretel bits to leave on the forest floor for you, so we could probably make a great show of it.
That sounds wonderful. Okay,
let's do it.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks for the love, Chapman.
Okay, great.
Love you.
He loves them. Okay.
Look, you guys, we got lovers. We got lovers.
Yeah, so actually, it's true that the Great Guys Club is here tonight. Here they are.
Blind for this thing.
You don't want to. You don't want to be. You don't feel comfortable being seen.
We're almost part of this
We should just talk shit about these two fucking losers the entire
half. A lot of times we do. I was gonna say, you know, like,
they could be having a sweet date.
They look chill. They look chill.
Are they gonna bone?
Oh, they're gonna bone.
Yeah, they probably will.
It's on.
We've seen her.
She got a salad, so she's not gassy later.
They always get salads too. That's like a common thing when they sit up front. There's a lot of salads.
If the woman likes you, she'll touch herself.
Yeah. Sometimes they actually get. We get them to come in and stuff.
I feel like if she's really down on the date, she'll like disrobe. Fully, but oh fuck, where's Charlie Wood at?
Dude, wait, but you know what?
He's studying for his final.
You should actually like, maybe like you could like
introduce yourself.
You should steal her away from
no
him.
No way, I got a beautiful girlfriend, Jade Valerio. I'm cold in love, not
excellent.
Interested.
I one at a time. Great Guys Club.
I feel like it's really hard to ignore.
Intros.
Steve, what did you say?
Well, Max and Boat aren't here yet. I don't think we should. I mean, Josh aren't.
No,
here
no,
yet.
It's okay.
What
it's
I'm
okay.
saying is, I feel like it'd be so hard to ignore Josh what's going on in here.
I feel like
close to the mic. Close to the mic. Close to the mic.
I feel like it would be hard to ignore also. But they do it every week. They love. People want
to
sit in Roberta's so bad.
Close,
wait,
to the, close to the mic, close to the mic.
Close
to the mic. Complimentary pizza.
Oh, yeah. Do we get complimentary pizza?
I don't know.
Complimentary
pizza,
pizza.
We are interested
pizza,
in the pizza.
Pizza Chef Chardon. Pizza. Ding, ding.
I know. Yeah, we should get pizza. Why
yeah,
not?
Isn't it the last show?
At the ending of the show, you guys get
pizza. Yeah, we got like five show? More. We got like five more
five,
shows.
Five? Damn.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
This is like when a mom has five kids and she's like, you're my favorite kid.
Yeah.
After those other four.
No, no, no. Well, listen, you guys are our favorite, but we don't know when we can coordinate all you guys. Like,
oh, no, I mean, I don't mean that you're lying about who
are
the greatest guys. We know it's us, but I'm saying, I heard this was like, last week was the last show.
He told
was
you
like
that?
I call her on line three.
2 weeks later was
Ace. Hey, this is Ace.
Oh, man.
Ace.
What up, Ace?
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you were coming.
Ace. Abe Norfleet.
Abe, how's your motorcycle?
No, don't say fuck the GG.
Abe Norfleet.
Ace, where are
you? Yo, how's your kid, man?
Fuck him. You don't let me in your club, I don't give a fuck about it.
It's clearly Max, right?
Yeah. No, it's Ace.
Ace, go fuck yourself.
Ace.
Why don't you guys want Ace in the GG soon?
Come on in. Ace, you're invited.
You gotta be so. It's the crew is so exclusive. You gotta be dead to be in it.
It's crew exclusive. Yeah. It's crew exclusive for you.
Or a random girl.
Oh, where's Fred? We should bring Fred's like gonna ruin this thing.
So I heard Fred actually works across the street, right, or something.
Oh,
wait, what is he? Wait,
he does. He does. He does.
At the movie
what is
theater.
He, yeah, there's a
oh,
works
it,
at the movie theater. Syndicated
oh,
across the street.
Wait,
holy
we
shit.
Know what we're doing later.
It's on there, so hard.
There's
he's
a movie
like,
theater.
Hey guys, don't get me fired tonight.
What's
too
his
late?
Job? Is his job to eat all the old popcorn at the end of the night?
Yes.
He was telling me a story that should we not blow up his.
No, you blow. Listen, we don't
blow it up. Blow it up.
He was like, yo, I served an underage kid yesterday. It was my second day. I was like, you've never
he
told
got
me
a
about,
fine.
You've
brum,
never
brum,
told
brum.
Me about more than the third day of any of the jobs we've had in the past 6 months.
Meaning?
Which is already a lot of jobs to have in the past 6 months to only have 3 days of. A.K.A.
Get close
he gets
to the mic.
Fired every day for eating so much food at the restaurant.
Is that what he does at his job?
Definitely.
Wait, so he works at does he always work at restaurants?
He's like, I could wear this uniform that you're asking me to wear,
food,
but
so.
I can't fit extra food into it, so I shan't be doing that. I need to wear a knapsack all the time.
Putting all the nachos in his pants.
So wait.
Out to Nico, what up?
So Spliff, are we or anyone? So are we gonna get the rest of the like? Are Josh and
yeah, Josh and Max are coming.
Okay, cool. But Charlie
in
is
quotes.
No. Charlie's not around these days or something.
Charlie's
he's in law
lawyer.
School.
Oh,
he's in law
okay.
School.
Yeah, he's in law school.
He's trying to litigate against us for kicking him out.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
He's got an exam every time I talk to him.
No, really?
Yeah.
With him?
Also with me.
I just
thing.
Want someone to get the secret spy eyeglasses.
But I
like,
saw.
We should give Sophie the secret.
I thought
eyeglasses.
I get them.
Sure
I thought I get them
for your date. But we should get Sophie to wear them because she already has them. Anyways,
let's call describe this plan anyway.
I saw Charlie not too long ago, and he swear to God, he had like 800 muscles.
He's got huge tits.
Wait, is he gonna, why? He's like pulling, doing pull-ups?
He's got huge.
It's really?
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger now. You know what I mean? Like
Charlie is
Charlie
ripped.
Was like Trud's a great guy.
Trud's
the only guy listening right now.
No, he's there's people listening.
Yo, let's talk about that spyglass story, man.
Yeah, tell us the spyglass story.
Okay,
so my my girlfriend cheated on me. And she's like, "Well, that's good, listening, you're a bitch." And we were talking about a good plan for if I go on a date, and Victor can explain the plan. Here we go.
Tell me the plan, Victor.
The plan is just to get those spy glasses and like have a little camera, and we can watch the date going down, and then he wears like a little earpiece, and we can be like,
Say this.
Don't say that.
Hey, what's up?
And then him do the opposite. Of
wait, wait, wait.
Do.
So you would
this sounds
go on
like
that
the
date?
Premise of a hilarious rom-com.
I know. But why would you?
She cheated on you.
No, not with her.
Oh, okay.
On the next date I go on, I would have the glasses and the Bluetooth.
There's an old Archie comic of that where like Jughead like whispers things to Archie, but then like Jughead like starts footing with another girl and like saying other stuff.
There's a great Steve Martin movie called Roxanne, which he also has a really long nose.
Oh yeah.
That's a good movie.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Where he's sneaking around the pool.
Hey, what's up?
Is it?
It is.
He's got the long ass Pinocchio nose.
Yeah.
So I want
to
do.
No one wants to date him because of that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty jarring thing.
It's a jarring.
So did you ever
guess
go on
who
a date
he gets
since
at the
that?
End,
wait,
the
so your girlfriend really cheated on you? That's upsetting
that's
me.
Blow.
Yeah, yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah, well, that's terrible to do that. Especially you. You're such a nice guy.
Yeah. You're a great guy.
Yeah, you're a great guy. That's why you're in, you know.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so we're going to introduce everyone. Hopefully they get here soon.
Is that Hey, What's Up a button?
Hey, what's up?
Yep.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Wow, that was the best.
Yeah.
That's John Norris from MTV.
Oh, I know
who
that guy. John Norris.
Hey, what's up? This is John Norris.
Wow, cool.
Who's the guy that looks like the
and
fan
I'm
of the
here.
Opera?
John Norris used to go to Misshapes and try to pick up young boys.
Kurt Loder.
Really?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder was...
Looks like fan of the opera.
He's like 70 now.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, hi, I'm the fan of the opera, and I don't know who Britney Spears is.
Does that mean like half of his face is disfigured and
that was
shiny?
That's not a joke.
Kurt Loder.
Then how is he?
What?
Then John
the
Norris is a little... is not as old as Kurt Loder.
No, John Norris is like the young one with the blonde hair. He's a good, cool
guy. What happened
guy,
to Gideon Iago?
He just went to pick up.
He loves the young men.
Like, hey, what's up? This is John.
We got a lot of buttons
love
back
it.
There.
They love it.
How are you, Wade?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in like at least two and a half years.
Whoa. Guess what's happened since?
I don't know. Tell me.
That wasn't rhetorical. thank you.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Let's like play. We have more of Josh's music to play, right? It's like 9:20.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like 2 minutes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one that he emailed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we were playing
some great
that.
Mixes, yeah.
That one went to my spam email.
Then I was going to come back and just like see what was up with you guys, but you know, whatever. Maybe they'll get here, maybe they won't.
Let's do that.
Yo, let's listen to some Josh Jam.
Yeah, Josh.
Josh Jam 5.
Josh Jam's Gunwash is now. Great Guys Club is here. And if you want to call in, it's 718-497-2128. Gunwash.com, and we'll be back in just a few.
Bring pizza.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. It's Matt. Yo, Spliffington. Is Spliffington there?
Nah, he just went to go get a beer and piss. What's good, Matt?
Well, I got to talk to him about some, like, we have some work stuff we got to do. Like, he's coming in tomorrow to work menus thing. And, but, like, he owes me, like, I need to do this. He owes me, like, two T-shirt designs, and I wanted to go over which American Apparel blanks.
He's right here. Hold on.
What's good?
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, so can we go and look at the American Apparel blanks right now to see which colors to do the shirt on? The tank tops.
You said pink, blue, and black.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, well, there's a dark blue. I didn't see a turquoise, though.
Are you busy right now? Can you start sending me some stuff right now?
You bet, actually. It's coming right up. Alright, we got headphones on. Everybody's got headphones on. Yeah, we got the headphones on. Whew. Okay, without further ado.
Several miles below the Earth's crust, an evil organization known as the Sinister Six meet yet again, comprised of members with unusual talents. They plot the death of Spider-Man. They will not rest until the world is on its knees.
Jack, just keep playing the song. It's awesome. I love it.
Charlie Wood, R.I.P.
Charlie Wood, R.I.P.
He's not dead, though. He's just not around.
So,
Armando G, the new Charlie, R.I.P.
What's up?
So, Aaron,
yes, sir.
Just try to, I'm going to kill the mics for a second. Try to paint a picture for the listeners at home.
Yeah,
what's going on in the studio.
So, we didn't have Great Guys Club in the studio for like a couple years, and now they're all here. They were pretty much all here except
they're
Charlie.
All here.
They're all here, basically. We have Steve and Josh, Jeremy, of course, Max Bode, Wade, and Victor.
Armando's in there.
I'm in the club.
Armando's in the club.
And I'm not in it. You guys added Fred.
Random girl also.
Random girl, Fred, Armando, and still not me.
Why no Wade? Why not? Why wouldn't they put you in there?
Because Max overlooked that aspect.
Is that, I sense there is like some
There could only
there.
Be one blonde boy in the club, and
no,
I think Max is getting a little shot loose.
It could only be Gene Wilder himself.
Oh, nice. Yo, I got this mic up in my face.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no, he does not need that. He's the loudest person.
What I was saying to him was that if he wanted to scream, hey, Josh.
Who used the mic at karaoke last night?
Hot mic.
Where have you been?
Not me.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
We need introductions one at a time. Everybody just say their names one at a time.
All right,
like
and
we'll start. Anarchist.
Start it off, Aaron.
Okay, so we'll start on this side right here with my favorite guy, Steve Fuentes. Introduce yourself, my brother, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
What's up? I'm Steve. I'm here with all the pals.
Yeah.
Stunted. That's all. I don't have much to say here at all. I'll wait till I'll go.
Okay, keep moving. Next,
Steve.
Next.
Hey, it's me. Hi.
Josh, say your name, man. Josh is
Josh.
On here once in a
Josh
while.
Josh is the too cool kindergartner who doesn't want to talk.
What happens, Germ?
Yeah, Germs is here, and...
Hey, what's up? It's Max.
Max, also a frequent guest. And now we have...
What
Wade.
Wade is here. Someone we don't see very
no
often.
No one wants to do any funny introductions.
Well,
hey, what's up?
We're going to do introductions the whole time.
Yo, I'm Wade. I'm from Manhattan. I'm a tourist.
Hey, I'm Victor.
And then Victor.
Oh, talks a big game.
That's the joke. That's the joke.
That is
That's
the joke.
The joke in this clear box we're inside.
You know, I was going to say, I didn't write it in the
You know
like,
what you guys should
outline,
do?
But if you had any jokes, I know you like
you
have
know,
them sometimes.
You know, when you yell, you can tell that we're in a small box.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like in
it's
the
like
audio.
A closet. Yeah. They could hear that.
So if you want us to paint you a visual picture, we're
please.
In a small box. It's getting warmer and warmer and warmer.
And it will continue.
Paint you a visual picture as opposed to like an audio picture.
Yeah,
well,
you
like
can
a mental brain pick. Mental brain pick.
Mental brain pick.
You know what I'm thinking about?
I'd like to paint you a visual picture, girl.
What does it smell like in here?
Smells like people. It smells like white hats.
15 minutes. Yo, we got the subdivision of the GGC, the White Hats crew.
Yeah,
representing currently just today.
We got Victor here, cameraman.
CBS Sports.
Cameraman for CBS Golf.
We got Too Cool Radio Station. We got, you have a brown hat, man. That doesn't
Yeah,
count.
But they have long hair. These
We're
guys.
Keeping the brown hats and the white hats segregated for now. It's going to be
nightmare.
An equal seating situation.
What I didn't want was you yelling nonstop.
What did you think was going to happen?
I like to say it in the mic.
You know what you guys should do?
We like if he yells.
Hey, you know what you guys should do? You guys should, like, slap Bach with knives.
Slap Bach.
Slap Bach.
Slap Bach with knives. Slap Bach with knives
Strike
means...
one.
Means
no, every time I get confused, can we put that noise?
Yeah, for sure.
I was thinking of Bang Back Chicken.
Can we do a GGC spelling bee?
I was going to say, because I
can't so smell good. For shit.
You can't smell?
Can't smell for shit.
Hey, fun.
I can't even sneak for shit.
Fun fact.
I can't speak English, man.
Fun fact. Hey, Max, say the word huge in the microphone.
Huge.
Oh, you fucker.
Why does he not do his H's?
Anyway, I just
Yo,
like to point out.
It, now it's the Trump style of saying it,
huge?
Basically.
That's how my dad says
Max is from Canada.
I'm excited.
No,
Max. I'm excited to be with my friends.
Victor.
And I yell, I get uncomfortable and happy at the same time.
I just like to point out one thing. Victor gives Max shit for saying huge instead of huge.
Did
but I had dinner with Victor's mom last night, and Victor, to be fair. And she says huge also.
Really?
She says huge.
No, what about
human?
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't know why it freaked you out. Your mom says huge.
What about human? Did they say human?
It didn't come up.
Didn't come
human.
Up. No human talk.
Human.
I think she says human.
But Max,
but she said huge.
Max, you do that? You say it without
she
the H?
She said it casually.
I don't pronounce
it. She didn't
the
say
H.
it. It wasn't like hardcore huge, but it was like huge.
Huge. Like, so no huge. Y, no hard Y?
She might have borscht.
The hard Y is the identifying.
You guys ate
factor.
More food after
because my mom and I never talk about like big things, like big ideas. We just do like we basically small talk nonstop.
Yeah, right.
So she never has to say huge to anybody.
It doesn't really come up that much. I see. Well, I was gonna
gonna point that out yesterday, but now I pointed it out.
Things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. We'll do them. I have a couple things, but you know, yeah. Go ahead, man.
Can we get Fred up in here?
Yo, can we get some like telemarketer? Like mics on YouTube so that we can, you know, like the little
lavaliers.
Yeah.
Get some lavaliers.
Can we get? Do we
oh,
have
actually,
more mics?
Those aren't,
no.
No. But we can.
Anybody,
but
if
I'm to believe Nas, all we need is one mic.
Yeah. Segment, that's all. Me
okay.
and Josh were discussing.
Are there
what's,
segments? What's, are we in a segment?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll probably, you know, talk for a minute, then play some music, and then talk again for a minute. You know?
Giant centipede in my
house. Just slap box with knives.
Yeah, but wait, so what?
Slap box.
Slap box.
We did not. We
wait,
just had
what about,
nonsense
what about
all
the,
day.
The most fantastic suicide attempt.
Which one is
Ooh.
That?
Wow, you guys like, love talking about that shit.
Like if you could,
you guys love talking shit on yourselves, basically.
What was the?
We've already like, decided what that is. Could, me and Victor figured that out when
you
we were 17.
Go out in the most fantastic sense.
Yes.
How would you do it?
There is a right answer to this.
I know.
What's the
one at a time?
I know. Shoot what? The sky.
I don't remember that.
All right, well, the joke. All right. So the preface to the way to do it. Is when you're like in kindergarten or in sixth grade or whatever, and some kid comes to school and he's like, "Oh, my grandma died today.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I wasn't here yesterday."
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's
what happened?"
That
if they're insensitive, they'll be like, "What happened? Give me details."
Yeah.
And the kid will be like, "Oh, it was cancer," or "Oh, she fell down some stairs," or whatever.
Sure.
But then what you want to do...
that's how both my grandmas died.
Terrible.
Respectively.
Bad, but, okay.
But what you want to do is you want to have your grandson, once you're dead, be like, oh, my grandfather died because he, like, shot heroin into his eyeball, strapped grenades and dynamite to his chest, and drove a motorcycle into a bank off hours.
Yeah, the off hours part is, like, yeah. an extra part.
Exactly.
Rob a bank, go down and inhale a gunfire exactly. in your old age.
Yeah. I don't know if I know about
that's like when I went to the Washington Heights the other day and I saw this like 25-year-old chick at 4 in the morning wearing a prom dress.
And that's a good way to die.
That's a good way to die.
Yeah, man, I think.
I like that, yeah. That's a good suicide attempt. I don't know if it worked for her, but it was an attempt.
Yeah. Fashion suicide or something.
The dress was so small.
Steve, what about you, man? If you could go out in a blaze of glory.
I feel like this is like a loaded question because Josh has a really great one. But
okay,
my idea, my idea if I wanted to die was I wanted to go get lost somewhere and like die lost like in the woods so that people think that I'm still alive and they're looking for me.
Me too, dude. I kind of share that one with you. But
no, his plan is awful, yeah. And so is yours if you share it with him.
No,
because then you make everyone who loves you suffer.
Yeah, that's
awful.
That's true.
If we had the video aspect of the podcast, Josh blinked like 30 times when he said suffer. He was getting real about it.
We're working on
really
it.
Feel strongly.
We're working on
We're working on the video aspect. But to be honest with you, I feel the getting lost and dying thing. Sometimes, you know, it's like the closest to like ideation. Like I want to disappear but not die.
Sorry, could we get a definition on that word, please?
Like that way, you're basically still around. Yeah. People have
definition,
a
definition, please. Exactly. Are we doing the spelling bee? Definition, please.
Ideation means like thinking about ideas, projecting ideas. Yeah, it's idea with Asian at the end.
Well, then I know.
Yeah.
Look, that guy's eating at his girlfriend's salad.
Oh, you're
taking the salad. Dude, that's what she
had. That
was her energy for later on. He's like, oh shit,
she's
just
gonna
took
the pass
salad.
Out halfway through. And he's gonna feel
what
bad.
What if we watched him? What if he just like viciously spit in her food and we saw it?
I would love
would
that.
Would you say anything?
I would stole food off of her plate.
Yo, in a real way.
Totally do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. That was like actually kind of me. He actually like.
It could be yours.
How does he not see all of us?
Dude,
I cannot believe there's like seven.
He's like,
men
no, I got no more food.
That's
Fred on a date. That's Fred on
Aaron,
a date. Basically.
Aaron, should we take care of business for a second?
Victor's what's that? What's the business?
All right.
I don't have a mic.
Go ahead.
I put all the mic because I'm so loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, I just want to say one thing. Sorry. The guy in the window stole the salad, like in a way that was not nice. Like he actually like. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, we saw him steal the salad, dude. We saw him steal the salad, and now he sees us. He's really upset. I don't know. I don't want to make him upset.
Wow,
awesome.
He must already have like. He must already have convinced her to be with him because he just took all her food. Already. Wait, so Jack, sorry.
So
dude, if you have a long girlfriend, though.
Watch out, she's gonna cheat on you. No, I feel great.
I think this is like the perfect time because we're seeing exactly why this is true. But I'd like to induct everybody in the room to the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Right. So you guys are all inducted into the Gunwash Hall of Fame. He's like, yeah, whatever, sure. Like, all right, that's cool, man. Yeah.
I mean, what it means is you're gonna get a pizza. So
what it means is you're gonna get pizza. My friend.
One pizza's not a slice.
We'll get you food. You'll get pizzas. Don't worry.
You'll each get half a slice.
I'm pretty far back in the room here.
Listen, Wade, we're going to get you a pizza, man. You're a Hall of Famer, my brother.
All I ate today was an olive bread sandwich.
Well, that's
not
good.
An olive leaf sandwich. Look at olive bread.
Olive bread is like bread. Olive bread was bread with olives in it.
I like cheap bread, or I like super fancy with all the garnishes, or I like the white bread.
She's getting back. He's like, all right, full disclosure, I ate your salad and everyone here saw it. That's okay.
She's like, I'll eat your salad later.
Everyone might say I ate your salad, but it totally didn't happen.
Yeah, but wait.
He's going to eat the salad.
She's probably
again.
Cheating on him in the bathroom.
For sure. That's why they're all right.
Like,
yeah.
Honey.
Steve, maybe we should give her spyglasses for the salad or salad glasses.
Spy glasses.
Yeah.
Salad glasses.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
The real move.
He saw salad glasses. He must be wearing salad glasses.
Look, I just want to point something out to all the listeners out there. You don't make friends with salad.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait,
really?
What is that from,
what does that mean?
It's from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, listen, so...
Simpsons did it. R.I.P. The Simpsons. R.I.P. The Simpsons was canceled today,
really?
Listeners.
Call Stop it. Really?
Really?
My call life is over.
I thought they were...
My life is over.
I thought they were just... Yo, they were going to end it automatically.
Of beer?
No, what do you mean, end it automatically?
They've been canceled.
What about those Americas?
And banned from television.
I must have just watched Futurama then, Aaron.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's true.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. Shit.
Hey, kid. Guys, I just got $50 on PayPal.
Hey, so you want to listen? So, Josh, can you tell me, can you just
guys,
do me
Beatles
a small
Beatles
are
the Rolling Stones.
Hey, Beatles are the new black.
Depends on the mood you're in.
And talk to you.
Yeah, I have to ask you a question because we're playing some of the music that you made.
We got the one-on-one with the burger.
It's really fun. I was really enjoying it.
I wish we did, but you need to shut the fuck up for that to happen.
Well, he's, you know, he's very verbose.
But
we're going to play some more of it in just a minute if that's cool with you.
That's outstanding.
So tell us just one, literally I sent, and you just tell us something about it, like something.
Well, it's great. You're going to love
it. Okay, great. Dan Josh, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
For filling our world with music.
I like that you're trying to, like, stay on top of this whole crowd.
No.
That's an admirable
tactic. It's easy for me.
Tactic.
I just know that, you know, it doesn't really matter.
It's a trap, though, really.
Fuck
the
it
salad,
all.
Yo, salad. The salad is keeping them under control.
Fuck it all.
All right, we'll be back on Gunwash in just a few minutes.
Pizzas. We'll be
10,
back.
20, 15, maybe.
Ads
minutes.
On this? I'm not paying for ads.
I remember this one. I remember this one. Hello, my name is Carol Brown, and I specialize in preserving memories. Whether it be a wedding, birthday party, or any special event, give me a call at 470-7648 for all of your photography and video needs.
No purchases required.
for your special day at one location. Type www.grownandsexycruise.com.
That's grownandsexycruise.com.
To register online for your free engagement photo session, which includes one 8x10 print. No purchase is required.
Hey, what's up?
Yairz Mila.
You miss me? You miss me? You miss me? You miss me?
I just saw Roger Waters at the wall.
This is Max Boda.
Yeah.
I guess you could make a gluten-free pasta. I've done a waffle brunch for people.
Hi, welcome to porn.com.
Hi, this is Max Boda. I feel like shit, but I still listen to Gunwash. Hi, this is Max Boda. I feel like shit.
Françoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente vinegars.
pleasure, Jack. You guys are terrific.
Armando takes on Spain. Welcome to Siesta.
Hi, this is Armin.
They own them in the mirror.
Say the mood of the room has changed since the pizza came
in.
Drastically.
Yeah, there's no more people talking. I mean, you know, we've got some...
The pizza's already gone, Jack.
Pizza's partly gone. You know, I think we will have to get more pizzas, but we'll work on that later.
Don't worry about it.
Nah, never worry about it.
Minimal amount of worries.
So, you know what's crazy? Now that they're eating pizza, I'll actually be able to talk for 2 seconds. I got nothing to say, though. What I wanted to say...
Spelling bee!
Was that, yeah, well, Max had the idea.
I want to shoot the sky.
He had the idea of doing the spelling bee. Steve wants to go to the woods and disappear.
How would shooting this guy be suicide? You're waiting for the bullet to come down and
hit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Armando's like, yep.
Yep.
You don't got accuracy like that, Mondo.
He might. You never know. He could do it.
The hardest shot that the devil ever pulled.
Nah, we know like when you throw an M&M up in the sky and then you catch it in your mouth? It would be sort of like that, except like...
It wouldn't be anything like...
I never throw it up into the sky. That's like a really far throw.
Yeah, sky is far. Actually,
on my way coming over here, I threw a tennis ball over a school fence.
Did it hit you in the head?
Yeah.
Didn't.
No. Catch it in your mouth.
Shit.
Try
so
with the basketball first.
And yo, we can play the game. What can work you catch your in your up. Mouth?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have anything to test that with except pizza and paper bags.
Pizza, but with my mouth.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're just tuning in, this is Gunwash, and the Great Guys Club is here. And it is the full Great Guys Club, except
it's not.
Who's not in it?
Well, Charlie's not here.
We have no random girl.
All right. No rain.
Josh.
Like, look, Charlie made the music for my car.
Josh,
hey, listen.
You're like the polar opposite of Victor. Not the polar opposite.
Let me put a challenge out.
But you're very different than Victor.
Can I put a challenge out to the group?
Yeah.
You can get a random girl from outside and bring her in here.
Charlie quit, to be fair.
No, what I was going to say is that if they could, if someone wanted to go out and snag this girl from the guy with the salad.
Yeah, do it.
He would be so upset, though. I feel bad.
But she'd be on radio, you know?
Yeah. I feel like she'll come on. She'll come on.
She's very charmed right now, by the
way. All right, but I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah.
She is charmed. I will tell you what, though, Jack. I got a couple things.
Her shoulders tell everything.
Does she look good, though? I can't see her.
Nah, she's whack.
Nah, are you sure she's whack?
Look at her fucking skin.
No, we don't want her.
You don't think she looks... I know, well... Wait, you have a girlfriend, so
what
you're...
What if the mirror was reversed, Mondo? How would they be talking about
you
right now?
Well, my skin is great, dude.
All right.
You have good skin, yeah.
All right, you want to shoot yourself in the face with a space bullet? I don't know, kid.
What were your SAT scores?
You only changed that. If you used to shout out 1600, it doesn't matter.
Now you can only get like an 800, right?
No, it's higher.
No, they do double.
I thought you got like
it's 24.
Incredible score,
no, I think it's like 24 now, right?
So 1600 is
like 16, they're like, yo, you're a clown, you're a baby, you're a child.
What did you guys get on your SATs?
I took the SATs on a Saturday.
I got a 1280.
I got a.
Yeah, I think it was.
What did I get?
I got a 1290, bro.
I got an 1190.
You beat me.
You got an 1190?
1170. Yeah.
By the way, the SSAT is totally like made to keep black people and Jewish people out of college, obviously.
Wait, are in the dead
and lazy white people like
well,
me.
Well, remember the last question that says, are you black or Jewish? Check no to well, not go to college.
I think that was the first question.
I would say that my first attempt, I got a 900, though. And then I got a tutor. My mom got me a tutor, like Craigslist kid, pre-Craigslist. And he was kind of weird, but then I got an 1170 the second time.
That's beautiful. That means you learned from the tutor.
It means that the tutor is how you pass the test.
Yes.
Because I went to that guy twice. Like, imagine you're a little kid with, like, that guy weeks. Like, unless you're Victor or Neil Patacone, you're not
Neil!
Getting that shit done.
Why, did Victor get, like, a 1600 just, like, sleeping
through?
Victor
got, like, a 1480 or something.
Yeah, but, like, because he's just crazy.
Probably higher.
Shout out to Victor.
Because Victor's whole goal is to be antithetical no matter what.
So, which means
like,
that
to spite everyone. He
right,
got,
he'll
like,
get
perfect scores
right.
in high school.
Yeah, see, like, I think
straight A pluses, AP.
I think in school they leave that part out of it. They're like, listen, you're smart or you're dumb, or you try hard or you don't try hard, or it's a mix of the two. They don't realize that you could literally get a test, a high score, just to spite everyone, which I think is true. You could do that, and he did.
Picker is an early pioneer of irony.
Exactly,
hipsterdom.
Exactly. You decide that you're ironic and you're gonna like apply it to you know.
Me, I was just your typical slacker.
I love how like Jeremy and Steve just talk, and Jeremy always does this. I was talking about this.
Steve,
Jeremy,
I'm
making plans to grill at Steve's house.
Enemy?
Spliffington is the enemy of the show.
No, he's not. But
we're gonna play a spelling bee.
Hold on, wait. I had some questions.
Yo, I heard that's why you quit, kid. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently I quit.
Yeah, you quit, you faggot.
I was told actually from Billy.
But then I came back. So obviously I didn't stay quit.
Yes, he believes.
You can't even hold to your own principles.
He came back like Jordan.
He came back.
He came back like Jordan, dog.
All right, so I have a small list of things, but I'm not going to like stress anyone out with it. But this is something that like, yeah.
Yo, I'm sorry I called you the F word, by the way.
Aaron, just blow ahead.
No, it's okay.
SAT was like 1240.
The mic is yours, buddy. The mic is yours.
Now, check it out. Okay, so I have a few like items, all right? They're really easy, and you can comment them or not comment them. I don't really care. Okay, Victor goes to the gym every day.
No Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay,
false.
So that's
with
false.
Fred Beebe.
No, you seem you do seem like you.
You're buff, dude.
Fred goes to the gym.
Yeah, but what he does is he goes to the.
You lift him up. You lift him up.
Yeah. Right, so he doesn't work out of it. He just goes.
Aaron.
Yes. You have two shows left. This is what you want to talk about?
Yeah, I like this.
You want to talk about Victor and Fred going to the gym?
Yo, but Fred has good excuses when he doesn't go to the gym, which is often. And I'll give you the excuses he used this week. Monday he didn't go because he's like sleeping with this girl, and he's like, "Yo, I just woke up. It's 11. She's gonna make me breakfast."
Yeah, shoot this guy off the mic with the Uzi.
Josh just wants to plug his book.
All right, yo, so we have this National Geographic.
All right, it's a spelling bee. We're going to play a spelling bee.
All right, I had some more questions.
We can get to the questions. Let's mix it up for a minute.
All right, I got some words.
Aaron, we're going to start with you.
Well, you want? Oh, I was going to read words, but if you want to test me, I could spell.
I got some words.
I got a word.
All right, so test me.
Let's start with something.
Down,
let's see.
Put
how
your
about
phone down.
How about concierge?
Concierge. Concierge is spelled C-O-N-S. I hold on.
It's a C.
It's a C. I-E-R-G-E or whatever.
Yeah, that's you're done.
Okay, cool. I'm out of the contest.
Now you read a word.
Hey, listen. See, now, I read a word. But
to somebody else, yeah.
Okay, fine. So I read a word. But no, I lost, so I shouldn't read a word.
No, it's okay. You give the next word.
You have to prove at least you can read a word.
Yeah, okay. Let me see here.
Should we do a reading bee?
Okay, jokes. Victor, can you please spell the word jacuzzi?
Yeah, isn't that a word that you can kind of spell different ways, but it's probably
I think it's like
J-A-C-U-Z-Z-I.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah. But you're smart. But I think also jacuzzi is one of those things.
Is that the best word you had?
Can you spell hello? Like, yo, jacuzzi's pretty easy.
I guess. Double well,
letters,
I don't know.
Yo,
I could not spell jacuzzi.
Unless you're ESL.
No, I mean, I thought jacuzzi was one of those words.
All right, hold on. I want Jeremy to be the one giving the words.
All right,
and I'll be looking up the right answers here.
Can you spell marmalade?
Oh!
Marmalade.
Yo, but you can't think about it for an hour.
Yeah, no, you gotta go right away. Come on, go.
Conscious is easy. C-O-N... No, no, I'm not gonna do
he parries the ball. Wait, back to Armando.
What is the joke here?
Conscience.
Spell the word conscience.
All right, it's C.
That's not what a seven-year-old says when the adult tells him to spell a word in the theater in the spelling
bee. Marmalade, son.
I had to spell marmalade?
Yeah, yeah, spell marmalade.
Oh, my bad.
He's French, though. He could spell that.
Lady marmalade.
M-A-R... M-A-L-A-D-E.
All right.
You were in a labyrinth of your own mind finding those letters.
Wait, I got one. So Wade. Wade. Okay, Wade's up.
Wade's up.
Wade, spell silhouette.
Oh, very nice.
That's a good
nice.
One. That's a good one.
S-I-L-O-U-E-T-T-E.
No, there's an H in it.
I'd like to point out that every word everyone thinks is hard is French, and so I have a distinct advantage.
I'm trying to find words.
French words.
I just call her.
Hey, caller, what's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Crispy from Orlando.
Hey, man, it's been a while, man.
Oh, Crispy, what's good?
It's been a long time.
What's up, guys? What's up? Hey, no, I was just calling before the show ended. I was actually out doing stuff, but I figured I'd just give a call in. I heard you guys were going to stop the show soon.
Yeah, well,
it's
going
to
transition. We're going to try something new. We're going to do clips. Hey, we'll talk about it later on as we get closer to the end. Yeah, we're going to transition a little bit.
Yeah, I want... All right, dude. Yeah, I want to do. I want to call and maybe do an interview if you guys would interview me.
Yeah, for right sure. Now. We'll interview know. You, man.
Right
yeah,
now. Right now, let's interview you.
You want to
right
get interviewed right now?
All right, can I call back in? Let me call back in 2 minutes. All right.
All right, call back.
Yeah, yeah, cool, cool.
What, does he have to put his pants on to get interviewed? Come on, son.
You got a jerk off, so you're ready for the interview.
He's like, listen, interview
answer
me.
Answer with one word only to every question.
Yeah,
that's fun. That's a good game. I learned that on Doctor Who.
That is a good game. Shit.
Doctor Who didn't mean to.
So anyway, I was looking for hard words.
Hold on a minute. She took out her phone. What did she do?
All right. Next, this one's for Steve. Parmesan.
Damn it.
She's texting a man.
Jean Parmesan?
No, Parmesan.
Jean Parmesan.
Steve, you gotta spell Parmesan.
That's phonetic.
No, it's...
not actually. It's no,
come on, come on.
Sean.
I mean, there's
give it to me, come on.
P-A-R-M-E-S-A-N.
I'm saying...
I couldn't hear. Hold on, one at a time.
Yo, doesn't it look like so Steve's Parmesan. Wearing a Hess hat?
Yeah, it does. I thought it was Hess as soon as I
do
saw it.
Do we have
guys.
An answer?
The Hess truck.
Oh, the Hess truck.
The Hess truck.
CBS Sports, tune in on Wednesdays.
Yo, spell Parmesan, kid.
He did.
We didn't hear it.
P-A-R-M-E-S-A-N.
All right, beautiful. You're wonderful at spelling.
I would have spelled Parma. Sashan.
I would have done an
A. Yo, me and Max are stupid.
Spell for shit.
Blondes have more fun.
It doesn't mean you're...
Okay, Max, spell linguine.
Oh! It doesn't start with a J.
Big Z.
L-I-N-G-U-I-N-E.
Yeah, but that's because he's... Ah! All right, I'm going to find
out. Yo, it's not an I.
It's an I at the end. He got it wrong.
No, it's not. It's not. It's an E.
Josh.
Can we do American words, please?
I got a word for Josh. Quincentennial.
Oh, please spell fucking dump truck.
Quincentennial.
Right? USA.
Quincentennial. It's easy, actually.
Q-U-I-N-C-I.
Nope.
Who's listening?
I've done a waffle brunch for people.
Love that. Yeah. Love how you set me up with some it's easy shit. Yo, spell a word, Aaron.
Quinn,
spell one word.
With Dr. Quinn
Centennial. O-N-E space... W-O-R-D.
No. Boo.
Spell sad trombone.
Dr. Who jokes. We make jokes.
And this concludes the spelling bee, folks.
Yeah. Well, that was the shit,
tequila,
dude.
Man.
That was
I'm
great.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I thought you. I just figured
I
you
just
had it.
T
E Q U I L L A.
It's not tequila, bro. It's not a tequila.
You miss me?
Yo, the thing
that's like Takis.
You can't spell. You're looking at the label.
You know why I speak funny sometimes? Because I'm a genius.
Hey, you know what's crazy about that?
I like
it's
that.
Actually almost. Yeah, I was gonna say it's almost time for the Mondo segment, but we could actually
let's
like
do it.
We could just skip the Mondo.
Well, we were gonna do Crispy. Yeah, baby, we got the Hess truck hack right here. For 2006, bitch.
Yo,
I couldn't see. I just got
yo.
News for this. The listeners, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I couldn't see who this woman was texting, but it might have been someone that she's seeing.
No, we
at
should
the
ask
time.
Later in front of both of them. Hey, who are you texting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was like, I'm involved in your life.
When you was eating a salad and you weren't there, who was you texting?
Yeah, well, he ate the salad, incognito, and you texted.
She texted her friend, "I want to eat some of his burger so bad."
Yeah, word. Oh, he has a burger?
Or I don't know what the fuck. He's clearly still eating her salad.
Oh my God.
He picked it up from the ground.
Hey, Jack, any word from Crispy?
Pizza, and then we'll split some Caesar
salad. Nah, I haven't heard from Crispy.
Who is Crispy? Who is that?
Yeah.
So I'll kill the mics for a second. Crispy is a guy that found us by Googling, like, how to wash his gun.
Oh, really? Is that
Yeah, yeah. He lives in Florida, and he was like, yo, I was actually looking up how to wash a gun, and like, what the fuck is this shit?
With a hose, bro!
Yeah. I think some random people do listen to Gun One.
I thought you met him at Bonnaroo.
No.
Fred met him at Bonnaroo.
I thought he was that guy that had, prog rock, like, Iron Cross.
No, Black Cross.
We got a tweet. We got a tweet in from Kenny Basley. He says, I feel like I'm a kid with cancer who just made a wish because of gun wash and the GGC.
All right. That's awesome. Great. That's really good.
So we made one person
what type
happy.
Of cancer?
Kenny Basil, call in.
I wonder what type of cancer.
Gun wash loves you.
He has testicular cancer.
Hey, listen. So let's listen to music for like 2 minutes, and then we'll do the Mondo segment, right? I think, right? Yeah, that's good. Gun wash. GGC is here. Great guys club. Everyone is feeling good. And, yeah, we'll be back in just a moment. 718-497-2128. We might be interviewing Crispy, and we'll definitely do Mondo next.
I want some of that sound.
Caller, it's Crispy.
Hey, what?
Hey, ho, who is it?
Oh, hey, Ham Sandwich, am I on live?
Yeah, man, you are live, Ham Sandwich. Tell me what you want to do.
Oh my God, is this really the last gun wash?
No, it's not the last. We got like five more, so four more after tonight.
Oh my God, you guys got that? You guys got that gunshot send off?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can send you off with the gunshots, but don't you want to say something? I mean, you're on the air. Don't you want to say something first?
Okay, guys, here's the thing. I love ham sandwiches, hence my nickname, Ham Sandwich. But the thing is, oh, God, guys, I just, I don't know.
That's fine. That's awesome, man.
Is Max there? Is Max Million?
Yeah, he's there, yeah. He's standing, he's picking his teeth, listening to you right now, wondering what you want to say, man.
I just kind of want to call him out on the fact that he's a jerk who owes you $10.
Oh, he owes you $10? I owe money too. I
wish it was Charlie. We've been getting a song out of this.
But someone knows. You can't think of someone you would not
Charlie.
You know
Law?
You owe $10 to? Oh, it's Farley.
$10
that he didn't make, and that's his only joke.
Oh,
we got another caller on the line too.
I think I only have one joke.
I just want to hear a joke.
Let's get a new caller.
One joke, Farley.
Where's your joke? Where's your joke?
Right, I'm gonna go find it.
No, that was mean, Victor. You're so alpha. You're too alpha.
He had no joke.
Yeah, but you're so why? Because you said the $10 thing is not even applying to Max.
Oh, I don't. That's not a joke. I'm sure Max owes everybody here $10.
Hey, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from, my brother or sister or whatever?
Hey.
Sister.
Hey.
Brother. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
I'm just calling to congratulate you guys.
On what?
On graduating.
Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
You finally graduated.
What did we graduate to?
Yo, can we get some stamps?
You got your associates. After 11 years, you did it. You finally graduated. I'm so proud of you guys.
Wait, sorry. I didn't hear what you said. We graduated to what?
Max with the adult jokes.
Wait, what did we... Sorry, I didn't hear. What did we graduate?
You got your associates after 11 years. You
graduated
finally did
mom?
It.
No, graduated
Who is
what?
Who's calling you to bug you about this?
I don't know. What did we graduate? I can't hear what you're saying. We
your
graduated.
Associates. You got like your.
Oh, no. I
Spell associates.
I never got an associate's degree.
Oh!
Isn't it a
four S's?
Okay, Crispy's on the line.
What am I supposed to spell?
Hey, Crispy, what's the word?
Yo, Crispy.
Hello?
Yo, Crispy, what's the word?
Hey, yo, my brother, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I saw Armando. I was at a baby shower, and I met Armando.
Yo, sick. That's
up,
awesome.
Armando?
What's
is he there?
What's the word?
Well, that's a joke.
No. Is that Crispy?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, I met Crispy the other day then.
Nah, come on.
I swear to God, I met that's Crispy awesome, the other day.
Dude. Crispy, I thought you were in Florida, man.
What's up, guys? Man, I'm sad that you guys aren't going to have gun wash no more, man. It saddens me.
Nah, but it sounds like
you guys are going to move on to good things. So, I mean, that's always good, you know?
Wait, this isn't Crispy.
It's not Crispy.
It's Crispy from Orlando. I just, if Armando's there, I see him at the baby shower for my cousin.
I remember that. But hold on a second. Were you the Crispy that was washing his gun and needed help?
Wait, what?
Okay. There was a Crispy that was washing his gun and needed some sort of technique for his gun.
I told you some shit that I was looking on Google, and I looked up how to wash guns, and I found out about your show.
Wow.
How I found out about your show was through my cousin, Miz. Miz told me that you guys, yours, which is Armando, he had a gun wash radio podcast. So I was like, yeah, I got to check it out. So I called, joke's on me, huh? And I like the shit, so I started calling.
Your cousin, Miz?
I know. So basically, long story short, this Crispy that we thought about, right?
Yeah,
is not. It's somewhat of a mutual friend.
We used to call you guys and be like, "Yo, I'm your number one fan."
Yeah.
Nah,
but
you guys used to tell me that I was your number one fan.
Well,
then we got Kenny Basil. So what up?
Yeah, what happened to Black Cross, motherfucker?
I'm sorry, I went through some shit. I got into, I became addicted to heroin.
You became addicted.
And that shit went bad for me. That's why I loved your show about heroin you guys did a while ago.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. No, that is true, Marm. That is true, Armando. He was touched by the heroin episode because he.
That was with Rectech. That was a big one.
Needles in his butt.
And at the end, you guys had a Halloween show. At the end of it, you guys put something like "Where's Crispy?" when you were doing that Jonestown with that girl who had those clips from Jonestown. That was another great show.
What a
and
small
at the end of it, you guys
world.
Were like, "Where's
so
Crispy?
You mad?
Crispy,
are you mad
where
or?
Are
no,
you?"
No, but I'm. You
yeah,
know what?
See,
I'm,
we got fans.
Okay, but you know what I'm kind of mad about. That okay, that my friend had to tell this friend in Florida about a show. So I thought that you Googled.
Hey man, that's how it happens. My
gun wash.
Nah, I mean listen, people.
When
get
I
there.
First called you guys had Andrew WK on the phone.
Yeah,
and I said,
awesome.
Hey, I was looking up how to wash my gun on Google, and I found out about your show. But really, Miz had told me I had to come up with something funny just because you know I don't want it to be like, oh yeah,
well,
someone
you know
told
what?
Me about
wow,
your
Crispy,
show.
We're
Miz
really
was,
happy
Miz
that you
was
called
the one
in.
Who put me on your show.
Oh my God!
And that's a great way to start. That's a great way to start the Mondo segment.
Yeah. So without further ado, I suppose it's like.
And I was like, what the fuck? And so we went to another place to get drunk off of some beers. But you know, Armando's about that elegance.
I'm an elegant guy. What do you expect?
Yeah, can I get some more of that?
But hey, I want to tell.
People.
Hey, be quiet for a second. I want to say. I want to let the audience know.
So I was in Chinatown. I was painting my toes the
I
other
was getting
weekend.
My. You know what? I was painting my toes the other day.
It's the Mondo segment.
I took a picture of a photo box and somebody tagged me on Instagram.
No, but that was classic. But I want to explain something.
Yo, where's your graffiti, buddy?
Hold on.
Hey,
bailed.
Crispy.
He bailed.
Thanks, man.
He bailed.
No.
I called my mom and she didn't pick up, dude.
That's the segment.
Yo,
that's
yo,
really
fuck
sad.
Fuck that motherfucker. Feeding the ducks.
Yo, hey, man, people bail.
So what?
That is feeding the ducks.
Hey, it is feeding the ducks. That's why I quoted it. This is a GGC
well,
episode.
I respect that. I wish you would have queued up the music and then we could really make something.
We can queue it up, man.
Like,
boy,
doing this like it's balls.
Fred.
Can I...
Can I?
Max is like, I want to see what this
I want to
like
say one thing. Yeah. I always thought Mondo's name was spelled M-O-N-D-O.
Yeah, but no, come on. Armando
I just
is...
found out it's M-A-N-D-O.
Yeah,
when did you know
Armando.
Today?
No,
Armando.
When I sent you that picture from Texas.
Oh,
Armando's. Yo, your name is Mando. It's
no,
Armando.
It's no, but Armando is
dude,
spelled with an
A. My name is Bowden.
No, it's Mando.
He Mando.
I don't think anybody say shit.
I like how... All right, you guys can ridicule my name all you want.
We're not ridiculing your name.
No jokes.
It's part of the hazing, I get it.
It's no jokes, kid.
No, Mondo, just we say M-O-N-D-O because Mondo sounds like it's, you know, Mondo sounds better than Mando in
Mando.
A way.
Mando.
All right, so new Mondo the theme song. Line. New Mondo Mando theme song.
But can you guys hear something about this song? How, like, 4 years ago I used to go out with this, like, smoking-ass chick, and I played this song, like, 10 times in a row, and then the next day she dubbed me, dude.
Good. Good.
That's what that song was intended.
Excellent.
Yeah, true story. But I want to explain this one quick, small detail, not minor detail story. Yeah. Feeling lonely. The clock now. This song truly reminds me of like tears and like happiness at the same time.
All right.
Happy tears.
Happy tears.
Is this a hot mic?
Dude, that's the hot mic. That's the hot mic.
I got a story about this song.
Yo, go ahead.
At Jeremy's birthday, we all came and Jeremy played this song. Or I don't know if it's actually his birthday, but
no,
he was DJ.
That was Max's birthday.
That was Max's birthday.
No, it's happening.
Jeremy played this song, and we all sang along, and Charlie shed tears. It was awesome.
Oh.
That was at the bar.
Of happiness.
Charlie, we love you. Where you
at? And then Charlie was like, yo, I'm going to start law school. Max was like, you'll never graduate.
Oh. And then Charlie never talked to any of us again. Literally what happened.
Until
you know what?
He files an injunction.
He's going to show up. He's going to show up as Charlie Wood Esquire. And
he's going to sue all of us.
You stopped doing Typhoon 99. You're like, then we have nothing in common.
Oh, 10, come on, hit me with that feed 99. In the
ducks. That's the best part of the song right here.
Video by Wayne. That's what's up now, 2.0 YouTube, hit it up.
Guys, I had a lot of clips. I chose over 20 clips.
Damn.
And I definitely reused a couple.
Well, shit, I have to tell you.
All right, it is the Mondo segment, though. So Mondo.
I bought this hat
Mondo.
For, yo, Jack, I bought this hat for Max, right? And it's like a hat that this lady said is from Thailand. Right, and I'm like, how is this from Thailand where we're in Chinatown, right? And then she's like, no, buy it, and I was like, all right. And then while I'm in there, I was like, where? But it's gonna fly off my head, right? It's probably fly off my friend's head too. And then she was like, okay, I'm gonna get the string, and she put the string.
Oh, she got you bonus string.
And then she didn't get the bonus string indeed. Bonus string indeed.
That was a really good story. I really like that story.
But hold on. As a cherry on top, I'm looking around the store, right? And then I see this like NYPD travel pillow.
Oh, and that's what I have on my neck.
You
right
have it on your
now.
Neck.
It looks great, by the way. I think that'll be good. You can button it.
It reminds me of when I made a gift for Max a few years ago, and then the GGC was there too, and then they just took his gift and then like broke the gift.
What did you give me 2 years ago?
Remember? No, it was like 4 years ago, and I made like a bouquet of lighters, and I gave it to you.
Oh, no, that was at the birthday
that
Charlie Wood cried at.
Yeah. I went there too. I remember there was pizza, right?
Yo, but he cried like a man.
Pizza, yeah.
Yeah, there was pizza. Jack.
It was like New York pizza.
There was pizza here. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, we can maybe do that. Hey, listen. So,
Snapchat that way. You should snap that. Are you on Snapchat, Wade?
No. Yo, I should take a panorama. Of
no
all
one
of
should
them.
Ever be on Snapchat.
Yo, we're so like we're all.
Who's
yo,
she
so
texting?
Like.
Texting? Who's she texting?
Yo, who are you texting?
Hey, yo, bitch. Yo, bitch.
Becky, yo, she's texting Becky right now.
Oh, Becky.
Yo, Becky.
Becky with the good hair.
She's handing it back.
I can't see.
He stole your romaine.
She's saying yup or some shit like that.
Yo, yup. She's about to say it. She's
yeah,
like,
we like so you're gonna
she's
fuck
like, yeah,
tonight?
We got
yup. Yeah. When in romaine, who is
yo, so we're gonna go. Yo, so now we're gonna go around and everyone's gonna
do
a drop.
Do a drop. Do a drop.
Everyone's gonna do a drop.
And say the N-word in it.
Yeah. Like, I hope he doesn't have too many roommates because I'm gonna get loud, Becky.
Let's get loud.
Oh, she's smiling.
All right, everyone. Now we're going to end the show, so everyone go around the room and give a small message to the listeners.
The show. We just got here.
We end the show around now. No, it's fine. You can stay. Don't get me wrong. But I gotta go on cue.
Did Wade and Aaron get the same chains? You have one on your
chains. I got one on my.
Oh, it's the same chains.
Yeah, it's the same chains.
It's the same chains. Traditional, man.
Generic chains.
It's generic.
It's done by Ted Bunsen.
You guys have a special chain that you know of, like a octagonal.
Yeah,
chain?
Give me like the chain I should get.
I get puka shell tattoos on me.
Oh, I would do that for sure. At a certain point in my life.
So sorry, I lost my.
Drops.
Yeah, we want to do drops.
Questions for everybody here?
You want to do drops?
Well, we sort of did the questions, and it didn't really go over that well, but I really liked everything else we did.
What's your shoe size, everybody?
5.
11, 10.
12?
14.
Damn, that's a big shoe.
11 and a half.
Nice shoe size, pals.
All right, well, listen, this has been the Great Guys Club. I want just to, you guys got to say something. We need a message.
Everybody scream at the same exact time and say Gunwash.
Come through with a real plan.
With the what?
We're going to have barbecues at Steve's.
You just tried to let us
No, let me tell you something.
No, I want everybody to scream at the same time.
Absolutely, but I have one response to what Josh said first.
I wish you would.
Part of me did say, I made an outline, but part of me.
What's the point of an outline when everyone's going to be yelling?
Yes.
But your responsibility. As the host of a 5-year program on the radio is to corral and organize a whole bunch of fucking loud clowns.
I'm trying.
Yes. That's not how the show goes.
Yes,
man.
No, well, come on, it is. I've been
Josh,
on the show.
Josh, thanks for being on the show. You did a great job.
The show was
Test Truck is calling you off.
Everyone, let's scream.
My girlfriend likes the show.
Yeah. Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, scream.
Everybody.
That's right. Thank you.
My girlfriend's definitely not listening.
Woo, motherfuckers.
Hurry home.
Yo, eat some salad, motherfucker. Quick.
Hurry home.
This bitch leaves.
I love you.
Surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it.
She's
great. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue.
She's
great. Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. Distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
And I like it.
Never mind, whether we'll be
Caller, what up?
Hey, here from Max Bode.
From Max Bode. Hey, Max Bode's right here.
Max Bode, this is Wesley Snipes.
Hey, Wesley Snipes, what's going on? You got my stuff?
If by stuff you mean stuff for your butt, then you got it.
Well, I need to put it on my bus so I can get high. So, like, are you outside on Morgan, or how much do you need?
Well, as long as you got that watermelon slice filled with vodka, it's just depository.
I got that for you, my man. You know I got that. Charlie!
Living and where's the weed?
Go!
say, women come and go, while women need their men, no one knows. If you were in my situation, what'd you do, knowing that you're